With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some serious steps being taken for several government employees.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announcing new immigration enforcement leadership and pledging to step up lie detector tests on employees to identify those who may be leaking information about immigration operations to the media. She says they've ID'd two leakers and plan to prosecute. Meanwhile, Todd Lyons is the new acting ICE director. He was the former assistant director of field operations. Madison Sheehan, who was Noem's aide when she was governor, will be acting deputy director. The previous acting director was reassigned in February, with White House officials expressing frustration with the pace of deportations. I'm Julie Walker.
Former central banker Mark Carney about to become Canada's next prime minister after the Liberal Party there elected him its leader. Carney will be replacing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans are ready to push forward with the president's budget blueprint.
We're working closely with Speaker Johnson and his team over in the House. We will, I expect, at some point soon, take up their budget. Happy to consider that. Happy to include tax provisions along with our what we pass in our budget, which is rebuilding our military, securing our border, unleashing American energy production.
Measles outbreak in Texas growing, more than 200 cases confirmed and two deaths now. Small plane with five people on board went down today in southern Pennsylvania. All five have survived. And Air Force fighter jets today intercepting a civilian aircraft that was flying in restricted airspace near the president's Florida home. This is SRN News. Oh, there's a new law in Wyoming now designed to protect women.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, legal analysts believe the Supreme Court likely to side with a woman from Ohio. She claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination. This is SRN News. The recovery of the gray wolf in North America inching forward.
An annual population survey shows that there are now at least 286 Mexican gray wolves roaming parts of New Mexico and Arizona. That's 11% more than the previous year, and it marks the ninth straight year that the population of endangered animals has grown. A look at the numbers also shows there are 26 breeding pairs in the wild. Of the more than 160 pups born in 2024, just under half survived to the end of the year. John Scott reporting.
Things have started to quiet down now on New York's Long Island, but several brush fires in the past couple of days being fanned by some strong winds. Fires were spewing thick gray smoke and managed to close down a major highway over the weekend. At one point, the governor declared a state of emergency. One firefighter was slightly injured. More details at SRNnews.com.